Enjoy the heat, I'll bring a blowtorch and burn this down.
What's going on?
Well, we're back with another episode
of
Better Made Topics.
Where the topics are
better made.
I felt weird to do that opposite. Usually,
yeah, it is.
That felt really weird to do.
You started it, so I was like, I'm just gonna go with it.
You know what? I just followed my heart, and that's what led. It just led me to chaos.
So, anything new with you?
Nothing really. I mean, I think the strike's over. That's kind of cool. But
yeah, I'm kind of happy the strike's over. I know my wife got a new car.
Oh,
well,
yeah?
Well, a new lease, I should say, but yeah. It's still a new car.
Yeah, you were actually telling me about that. What did she end up going with?
So she got a 2023 Ford Escape ST.
Oh, nice.
Which, don't get all excited because, you know, thinking it's going to be nice. It's a three-cylinder turboed car. But, I mean, I'll be honest, it gets the job done. We took it already down to Toledo for the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
You went with us, and you know what it's like. It had a little bit of pep up.
Yeah.
It's not going to win anything. I mean, let me just say that right now. It probably couldn't win a race out of a paper bag, a wet paper bag. But, you know.
It's not for that.
It's not meant for that.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, it's a really nice car inside and out, so I'm happy with it.
Yeah, it's still got that new car smell.
Yes, and that's the other thing is, like, we still have it. I don't know how long we've had it now, maybe a month or so. But it's so nice having that new car smell every time you open the door.
I bet.
It makes me want to go buy a new car but not have the price.
Yeah, I miss that smell. It's a good smell.
So what is our topic for today?
Well, we'll lead into, I guess we'll start with things you should know since we didn't get to that one last episode.
Okay. So what are some things we should know?
Well, I did actually see the other day something that kind of was crazy. The video game world.
What's going on in the video game world?
Apparently, we'll start with Microsoft. I guess they're going to ban all third-party controllers and accessories that aren't from them.
Huh.
And it's their way of saying so people can't be using modded controllers to cheat and hack, which I can agree with that, but what about the people who use third-party stuff to play? Like, isn't there somebody on TikTok that uses, like, a whistle or something to play?
Yeah, I literally watched a kid snipe someone with a retainer, or not a retainer, like a...
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, like, it's... they have to use their mouth, like...
That. Yeah, but it was, like, a little, like, not a flute, but it was something like that,
yeah.
And he would play it. He was just like... He would blow into it, and like his reticle would move on the screen.
Oh, wow.
And then at a certain point, he made a certain note, and
it would shoot.
It would go boop, and like you just watch that guy get dropped, and you're like, "Wow, I am terrible at this game playing with a normal controller,
yep.
And I'm watching this guy snipe someone playing a musical instrument like it's nothing."
It's crazy.
Like, God, I am just not that level. Like,
well,
you,
the one that I saw, I don't think he had any arms. So the only way he could play this game,
oh, wow,
was with his mouth.
I never saw that,
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he would like move it like just like certain movements with his head, like while gripping it with his mouth, and he was winning like Warzone, like getting victories and
that's
stuff.
That's crazy.
And me and you hustle that's... and try to get one in 100 games, we might get 3.
Yeah,
but they're just getting it all. Oh, it's nuts.
Well, you know, I know with the controller thing, I feel like that's going to hurt a lot of people, too, because,
yeah,
like, when you go to GameStop or any of those places to look at the aftermarket controllers, what
there's
is it?
So much
it's
more
like
affordable.
$50 for a normal Microsoft, normal one.
No, higher now.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's like 60?
Yeah,
80?
If you want, like, the actual controller that came with the system,
uh-huh,
that's going to run you, like, I think 70 for a new one.
Oh, that's bull.
Yeah.
And then
You have, I don't know if Skullcandy does it, but
yeah,
them.
Like that's what I was about to ask.
Afterglow or something like that.
Are
right?
they gonna, is Skullcandy an authorized Microsoft?
I don't think so.
See, that's crazy
but
that
I,
they
I
would...
don't know if it's Skullcandy that does it. I think, what's, is it Afterglow? I want to say it's Afterglow. It's like usually the ones that you can see through it.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah,
like
the
those
clear
cheap
ones.
Ones.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, cheapo. Like, it's like,
yeah,
they're under
but
20
they get,
bucks.
Yeah,
but hey,
but
if you're in a pinch, if you're in a pinch, it works.
Yes.
Although at the same time, I don't think I could play for hours with that controller and be happy.
Hey, That's why it's for your friend.
That's coming over. That's the extra controller that you just like, all right, here, man, here you go.
You want to play? Then stop whining.
Yeah.
Like, next time, bring your controller.
I feel like that's going to hurt a little bit of the market, but at the same time, Xbox is like, we don't care. Because it's like, just buy our shit.
We, the people, we don't really have a choice.
Yeah, we just have to follow with whatever,
whatever
choices
they decide. Okay.
That's... Like, I remember all the different choices we had in the supermarket as a kid, and like, you look now and it's like, we only have three choices of Frito or this. And it's like, I remember there being 10. I remember there were stupid flavors. And you're like, wow, they're just, why the hell do they have this flavor?
Yeah, Doritos actually are doing pretty good with their flavors, but they don't keep them is the only thing.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's just, it's supply and demand. If no people are wanting it, they're just not going to keep putting them out there.
Well, maybe I'd go get some Doritos if I didn't open up the bag and half of it was air.
Yeah. Well, they shrink the bag and then fill it half with air. And,
well,
although we're getting off topic. We shouldn't just shit talk, you know, all of the chip companies out here. Foods. But, you know, I just think everyone should know that things have changed. We're unhappy and things have, this is something you should know, okay? But.
Oh, God. But yeah, I don't know if it's just for controllers or if it goes for headsets too. Which
I was gonna say,
can't imagine
what kind of
because these controllers, they have an auxiliary port, so you can plug anything into those. So I don't think headsets are affected. Otherwise, I would be filing a complaint.
Yeah, because there's so many different brands of,
like, I prefer the Astros, which are a very good brand, expensive, and you're telling me I can't use it.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to do that. But the
and then you're going to tell me that you're going to take away Turtle Beach from I don't know how many people that play with that.
They have to be owned by Microsoft.
They have to be.
I think so. Like, they have to be.
Yeah. There's no way that they could take a hit like that. Like, Turtle Beach would go under.
Yeah. That would be it.
If Microsoft was like, you know what? We don't think you should be able to sell this.
Yeah. Well, it's like that meme, like, okay, guess I'll die.
Yeah. I guess I'll go over here and just disappear.
There was something else too, I think, with banning.
Oh yeah, I actually heard this. So Microsoft bought Call of Duty, from what I heard.
Oh yeah,
and apparently if you get caught cheating in Call of Duty in the future now, and you get banned for any period of time, you're not going to just get banned on Call of Duty. No, because it's owned by Microsoft, you get banned on Microsoft account. Like, your Microsoft account for 30 days could be banned. Dang. You won't be able to play online with all your friends on any of your games. And to me, I think that's a little excessive. Like, sure, if I mess up in one game, punish me for that game, don't allow me to play it, fine. But you're going to tell me that if I do something wrong in this one game, you're going to take away my privileges for the whole console?
Yeah, that's
it's like, at that rate, you might as well just keep the console. I'll go buy something else. Like, I don't like that. I don't like you telling me what to do.
Yeah. I think from what I heard, it's very close to that. But I don't know if it's Call of Duty they're doing that with. I want to say it's Fortnite and something else, because it's the player base is so much bigger that they were testing this on two big games, and it was Fortnite and something else. It might have been Call of Duty, but I can't.
I feel like it was Call of Duty, because I feel like those two are the biggest.
Because I know Microsoft is doing a deal with Call of Duty, so like all that stuff is going to be free now for all you people who didn't know. It's going to be on Game Pass, any Call of Duty that they had, except for the brand new one.
Which, again, I still think is booty, because we have spent so much money on all the games.
But where are those discs now? Where are those games?
Good point.
Exactly. You don't have them. You're not like looking at them all butthurt that you can't
And
play
I'm pretty sure they remaster all of these before they put
them
up.
And they're redoing all the servers on them, too, to take away all the cheats and hacks and stuff.
So that should be good, at least.
Yeah. And I think that ban that you were talking about, I think that's going to be spread across all consoles.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
Yeah, if you mess up on PlayStation, you'll be banned on all your platforms. And I think that's game-specific.
Well, I mean, at the same time,
they're not going to lock you out of your PlayStation and your Xbox. They're going to lock you out of that game. So Fortnite, I think, is what they're going to test this on. If you're playing on your PS5 and you call a little kid the N-word, they are going to ban you from your PS5 on Fortnite. And then let's just say you try to hop onto your Xbox, you're banned on there, too.
Okay. Well, I guess that's not that bad. Plus, at the same time, we don't really do anything in when we play games to get ourselves banned. I don't think I've ever
talked to anybody.
I've never been banned for anything. Like, I don't talk to many people in the game just because I don't want to listen to your terrible music that you have playing on your crappy phone speaker. Like,
why are you playing a video game with music blasting in the background?
Yeah, like, I understand that you want to get hyped to get, you know, to kill them Terries, but I don't want to listen to your terrible music. Yeah, like,
just mute yourself, you know, be respectful.
Yes, that's all I ask is if you want to talk and be cordial with people, fine, do that. But if you want to listen to music, pop your headphone in and listen to music. Do not play it for the whole lobby like we all care. Because, just spoiler, we do not care.
Yeah, I don't care what you're listening to.
Yeah, cool. That's something you should know. But I think that's about wraps it up for things you should know.
Yeah, things you should know, I think, is a wrap.
Cool.
So that moves us to Am I the Asshole?
Yeah, and we got a really good Am I the Asshole.
What's the title?
Am I the Asshole for Telling My Parents Respect Goes Both Ways and Denying Them Access to My Children?
Ooh.
I, 32 female, have two wonderful children, one male 6 and one female 4, with my husband, 35 male, well, obviously, of 8 years. It is important to note that I am white. I don't know why that's important. Huh. It just says it here. While my husband is an immigrant.
I just want to point out, I am white.
Yeah, I don't know why she had to phrase it like that. It's so terribly, like, phrased. But anyways, it is important to note that I am white. While my husband is an immigrant to my country, I was born and raised in Turkey. Oh, and he was born and raised in Turkey. That was, again, poorly worded. My parents, male 60 and female 57, have never taken a shining to my husband, and it has been a rocky road. But everyone is civil. That being said, there was a bit of drama that named our children as my husband. Wait.
What?
What?
Named your
that children? Being said, there was a bit of drama when naming our children, as my husband and I wanted names that honored both cultures and would be easy to pronounce for everyone in both languages. Think Omar, Nadia, Adam, etc. My parents, Vietnamese? No. Parent, I can't say that word.
Say it. Say it. Sound it out.
Vehemently. How do you pronounce that word?
Well, let me see it. Let me see it.
It's,
okay. My parents,
go ahead.
Vehemently. I think that's how you say it. Vehemently.
Vehemently?
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to mean, like, displeased in some way.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Watch, I'm probably wrong, too.
Disagree with our choices, specifically when it came to our son's name, and they made that very clear. This story mostly centers around my son, the child with the name they dislike the most. I recently overheard my dad talking to my son, and he used an absolutely butchered nickname, which I had never heard before. My son told my dad he didn't like it, and my dad told him that he should get used to it because everyone at school will use the name. Wow. I intervened at that point and asked my dad what he thought he was doing. My dad said that since my husband and I had chosen an exotic name, his words, it was not his fault that there would be horrible and ridiculous nicknames that come out of it. I said
so was he making fun of his grandkids?
Yeah, he was bullying, just so everyone knows, he was bullying his own grandchild.
Said, well, you should get used to it.
Yeah, I just want to get you ready for the the real world out there.
What a dick.
Yeah, I mean, oh, they're out there. His words. It was not his fault that there would be horrible and ridiculous nicknames. Is that where I was at?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Around that.
That come out of it. I said that my name, exotic or not, could have some kind of horrible nickname come from it, and as an adult, he should have stopped using the nickname when my son said that he didn't like it. My dad's argument was that a bully at school wouldn't stop if my son said to stop, and he needed to teach my son now that by telling people to stop, it will only egg them on. He also said that he wouldn't be surprised if the teachers also started using the nickname. Come on.
Wow.
That's a little far.
So he says, don't bother telling them to stop because that's going to... So he's saying, don't stick up for yourself.
Yeah.
Just embrace it and expect it. Like, what an asshole.
And that children should expect to be mocked. I asked my dad if he was comparing his behavior to a bully, and he said no, he was teaching my son to toughen up. My dad said that it wasn't his fault he couldn't pick a good old English name like Henry or Robert.
Hey, don't knock Robert.
Hey, I mean, hey, he's muddying your name out there. I was so mad, I told my dad that if he expected to be respected by our family unit, we all deserved respect in return, and that mocking a child's name was beyond the pale. My mom, who had been listening to our conversation, stepped in and said that my dad was mocking my son. He was giving him a taste of the future, and he should be thankful to them for showing us that, showing us what a bad choice we had made while there is still time to change it. I kicked both my parents out of my home and told them that they were not welcome back until they could apologize to my son and use his real name when talking to slash about him. Now my sister, 29 female, has been sending messages saying that I need to be aware that they come from a different time and I should separate children from their grandparents. She said I could have had a discussion with my dad without barring them from my home and family. And I have hurt them beyond belief just in time for Christmas and we all should be together. Was I harsh?
No.
No, not at all.
Fucking literally like, not.
So,
I want to know the nickname. Did she say what the name was or just like this?
No, she didn't even want to list her child's name, that.
I bet he was being racist.
Oh, absolutely.
Man. Like, his nicknames absolutely. Were probably super racist.
What I don't understand is the logic behind, I'm going to toughen up my kid. No, what you're going to do is scar your grandchild because now the bully is my family member. It isn't a random person off the street. It isn't a random kid in my class who I can, you know, deal with that accordingly.
Yep.
It's the guy I'm supposed to look up to is like the guy.
Yeah. That's messed up for a child to be being brought up with his grandfather calling him these names, saying just embrace it, don't fight it, that's gonna make it worse. I wouldn't be surprised if the teachers called you that.
Yeah, that one is ridiculous. Yeah,
it's like, wow, like I can't believe you're setting this child up to like just expect this.
And it's the audacity of the parents to
for the mom to back him up.
Yeah, well, I mean, but the audacity for them to think that they should have such a say in naming someone else's child. Yeah. Like, it's not your kid.
Yeah.
It's your kid's kid. You should let your child, who is an adult now, make the decision with their loved one on what the name of their child is. Honestly, I don't understand. I don't like the group think, what's the name of our child? You know? Yeah. I know there are some families that do that where they're like, hey, what would be a good name for a boy? And they all settle on the name. And it's like, no,
I can ask you like, hey, what's some good to get some ideas, but it's not going to be a group discussion of like, I like this one and we're not going to vote on it.
Yeah. No, no voting.
Yeah. If I like a name, that's going to be my wife likes it. I mean,
yeah, honestly,
that's the big one.
See, I already know what I want to name my kids. Hal and Vita. Holly. If you don't know my last name, it's Aluya. So Hallelujah or Hallelujah. I think that'll just be a great name.
Did you say Hal?
Hal.
Hal, okay.
Yeah.
I like it, Hal.
But I like Holly better. Hal. It could be their middle name.
Why does it sound familiar? That's like Superman's name, isn't it?
No, Hal is
that's Cal.
I feel like Hal is from...
Shallow Hal.
Well, yeah, Shallow Hal. And then I think Malcolm in the Middle, the dad was named Hal.
Oh.
I don't know why I know that, but like that's just some random fact that was in the back of my brain. But yeah, I can't believe that the sister was like, they come from a different time.
Yeah,
it's
like, dude, don't defend them.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Now I know why she said, I'm white. It just clicked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so okay, she's not terrible.
Yeah, she's not terrible, but again, I think she could have... I think we would have gathered that, but I don't know. It just caught me off guard reading
it. It was like
the
first sentence, and now looking at the story, I'm like, okay, I can see why maybe being white would be important to know.
Yeah.
But no, you're definitely not the asshole, and they're ready to apologize.
Yeah, I would accept them back, because it is true. I don't like separating kids grandparents.
Before they apologize, though.
Well, no,
they
no,
need
no.
To understand
that's
what they did was wrong.
Yeah, no, I would not accept them back until
exactly.
they apologize.
That's an easy ask. That's literally just apologize to my child, and
But as long as they could understand that they did something wrong, which a lot of older people, unfortunately, they won't. Some people, like some old people, will go to the grave with that fucking shit, and that is what's crazy to me. It's like, why not just talk with your loved one before you, you know, go? Yeah. But I mean, if it's that much pain or if it's that much anger that comes up every time you do talk to them, I guess it is better that maybe you don't.
Yeah.
But I do think that you should always give it a try to resolve certain family issues before completely cutting people off. But I do believe that some people in life, you do gotta just cut off.
Because, I think this is one of those cases.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I don't think you're going to be able to reason with people like this. They're going to continue to, even in private, I bet you call that child the nickname or something's worse. And I don't think that's going to be healthy. I think that is a very bad situation to put the kid in.
Yeah.
So, no, you're not the asshole.
No, definitely not.
All right. Well, I think that will just about do it for this episode.
Is that a wrap?
It's a wrap. So, if you guys have a Am I the Asshole story that you guys want us to read, you can email it to us at bettermadetopics@gmail.
.com,
sorry. Also, we do have an Instagram. I don't think any pictures are up yet still.
Also Better Made Topics.
Very
easy for you to remember.
Nothing on YouTube yet. We'll keep you updated when that changes.
Same with TikTok.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, until next time.
We will see you.
Adios.